Do you know how many owners we have in Arizona? Shoot, Phoenix, Arizona. You know how many owners we have that own teams? There's like 400 of them. There's so many that own. The cartel owns teams in Arizona. They all play in all these 6v6 and Food City tournaments and stuff. And they own businesses and they put all their money into these teams. And they buy players from any age to hopefully win the Food City Copa Ducati tournament. And they spend thousands of dollars to win $10,000? I don't even know what it is. I think it's maybe $5,000 for Food City. I forget. So, like, these owners, these weirdos that buy teams, they're giving these kids $50 to $100 a game to win league games, to win a championship, and then they'll be on Facebook Live, and they'll have play-by-play, and they'll be at some park like Salido with no grass, and there'll be like 200 people watching, and they're competing in 6v6, and they'll have a big trophy and stuff, and I guess it's a big deal. And they won $500, but they spent like $3,000 just to win it by paying players and all that. It's just crazy. Even the bigger tournaments, like, they have all these Copa tournaments all over the place and Verizon Cup and all this. And, you know, they'll spend 10 times the amount on players and, you know, owning the team to win a couple thousand dollars so they can put a trophy in their house and say, look what I've done. I don't get it. You know, if you're that concerned about trophies and stuff, just go buy it. You can buy that same trophy for like $50. And then what are you going to do with it all? It's just strange. If you want to be legit. Oh, you know what's crazier? Like, I took my Oso FC team, which I have an adult team. It's all my alumni. It's Bears FC, but in Spanish. And we go play in a tournament. And then on Sunday, during playoff Sunday, we're in the final 16, and I kid you not, all the coaches, the owners, show up and started paying the league officials and all that stuff, or the tournament officials, for officials. Like, they wanted these officials, and they're paying like $200-$300 to have these certain officials for their game, and they're basically paying for the rights to have the officials officiate for them. I kid you not, that goes on. That's exactly what's going on. They're paying to win and get calls. It's that stupid. So just go buy your trophy. Save money. If you're going to cheat to win a Copa tournament trophy or whatever so you can be featured on La Prensa or La Voz or whatever, you know, that's crazy. You know what needs to happen? If someone would just do these Telemundo, go do an investigation on these crazy tournaments where they're paying officials to win a tournament at Fear Farm Complex. It's just stupid. You have to pay. I mean, it goes on, and they get all the calls and everything. It's insane that they have to do that crap. And the only place where it's fair, I believe, is on the women's side, because they're not spending any money on that. But it's so corrupt. It is crazy corrupt. There should be a Netflix special on it. Absolutely, there should be. It's ridiculous. Bunch of crazy owners paying for everything, cheating, buying players. I mean, there's like crazy high-level players from Mexico that they fly in. That are like Division I professionals in Mexico fly in for tournaments. They're paying for that so they could win the Food City tournament, which they won't, because the owner that's competing with them saves all his money to buy the referees. It's insane. It is real. Everything I'm saying is 99% accurate. That's what goes on. It's insane. So good luck. I've won the Food City tournament 3 times before they started pay the refs and stuff. So anyways, that's my claim to fame. I'm a 3-time Food City champion. Peace out.